In the gospel today, we're told that Jesus goes to this small city, not even a city probably, called Nain. It's the only time in all of the scriptures, Old and New Testament, that the town is mentioned. And so it's not a really significant town. It doesn't have any other reason to be mentioned except for the miracle, the raising from the dead of the young man that we hear about in the gospel today. So a little tiny unknown town that the Lord blesses by raising this young man from the dead. So it's just a reminder that the Lord, we're told, his heart was moved with pity for the mother. That happens just independent of the size of the town. So the smallness of the town doesn't have any impact on the moving of the Lord's heart. And this connects with the first reading when Paul uses the image for the church as the body of Christ. We don't hear it today, but Paul, remember, also says that some parts of the body are very small and are hidden and are not like the other better known parts of the body. But he says that every single part is needed, and it's not that one is more important than the other. All play a different role. And so just as the Lord singles out this little tiny unknown town that was never mentioned before this, is never mentioned after, there's just a really good reminder in that, connecting us with how the Lord he doesn't go after only the big and the great and the popular. And that's true for us as well. His heart was moved with pity for the mother, not because she was really powerful from Jerusalem or from Capernaum. He simply loved her and was moved with pity for her over the loss of her son. And so we might think at times, maybe I'm too small for the Lord to really notice. And maybe we mistakenly take our own struggle at how we see ourselves, and we think that, well, if I see myself as little and insignificant and overlooked, and maybe you've had experiences in life that have reinforced that, maybe you take that and you just automatically apply it to the Lord and think, well, he obviously sees me that way as well. Like, why would I see myself that way if he doesn't see me that way? But there can often be wounds that cause a big disconnect there. So today we want to be mindful, Lord, you don't overlook me because my life is quiet or simple or small or hidden. And in that first reading again today, Paul mentions that one of the very real gifts that God gives to the church is administration. Like, that doesn't seem nearly as glamorous as healing or one who's been gifted with grace to perform mighty deeds and miracles. Certainly not as kind of out there, and it seems as important as the apostles or prophets. But Paul mentions the gift of administration as one of the very real gifts that God gives to people for his church. So even in that, there's a reminder, Lord, you have your eye on each of us. Not all of us have the same role to play, but we're never too tiny or small or simple for you. First, to love, your heart is moved with compassion for each of us, but you also have a role, a place for each of us in the life of the church. And this is really, really important. So as we have this playing out in the readings today, let's ask the Lord to let this truth really be at work in our heart, especially to bring healing. If there's any sense that the Lord doesn't notice me, he overlooks me, he doesn't even know who I am, none of that is the reality of how he looks upon you with his heart. But if there's need for healing in that, let's pray and ask him for that gift today.